Last year, the Arizona Final Salute Foundation asked University of Wyoming student Cassidy Newkirk to paint the sinking of the USS Arizona during the attack on Pearl Harbor. Prints of the painting would help raise money to fly the six remaining survivors of the Arizona to Hawaii to be honored at the 75th anniversary ceremony. But as soon as she began the work, Newkirk says strange things started happening. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports.
When Cassidy Newkirk was commissioned to paint the sinking of the USS Arizona, she was given certain parameters.
The parameters I was given was to commemorate the ones fallen, the ones entombed, the ones survived, the ship, and the future from the perspective of a sailor on the ship after it had been hit and was sinking.
But historical photographs from the perspective of sailors on board don't exist, so she created 3,000 of her own reference photos.
There's no image of what I was trying to get. So I had to create everything, but make sure it was historically accurate.
First, Newkirk had her dad and boyfriend build a model of the Arizona so she could cut it right down the middle and see the superstructure. She also got her hands on every book she could find about the ship and sought out survivor stories. Then she asked her longtime friend, Jake Berg, to model every man aboard the ship, including burn victims.
I put Jake through a lot. I don't think he understood when he signed up how much stuff I was going to put him through.
Their first photo shoot involved six different authentic World War II uniforms, and Jake Berg couldn't believe the uniforms fit him.
They didn't look like they were going to fit. He was a little bit shorter than I was or smaller than I was, but just seemed to fit the way they needed to.
I went and put music on, and I turned around, and Jake had them on, and I was like, how did you get those on? And he was like, they kind of just get on me. I don't want to talk about it. Let's just do pictures, because weird stuff happened to us all the time.
Weird stuff, like eerie photos. Newkirk says Berg has very distinct features, but in the photos, those features would sometimes vanish.
In every picture you take of yourself, it should be yourself, right? Yeah. No. In every picture, it was Jake, but they didn't look like Jake. And he'd go to like a 17-year-old boy, and then he'd look like maybe 35 and like high up, and he'd look more muscular and he'd look more skinny and he'd look like different people and different complexions and different everything.
The burn victim photos required special effects makeup, something Newkirk had never done before. She knew what raw meat looked like from her time as a ranch kid, but that was her only knowledge.
Never seen a burn unit. I've never seen a burn victim.
So Newkirk found a simple recipe on the internet, and on the day of the shoot, it took 9 hours to get Berg into the special effects makeup.
So I did full body, like legs, arms, chest, back, face, head, everything. I was able to do it almost exactly like it would have been. So obviously I wasn't doing it. There's somebody helping me.
The 9 hours of makeup were followed by a 5-hour long photo shoot. And that's when Newkirk says things got really weird.
The energy in the room would be so intense that our studio lights would quit working. So like they'd just start flickering or they'd shut off. Then you'd start smelling like smoke and burning oil and gasoline and ocean and just like, and then it'd just all go away and everything be normal.
Jake Berg says the experience caught him off guard.
Most definitely braised the hair on the back of my neck that wasn't covered in makeup.
Newkirk says the painting itself came more easily than she expected.
To go from one way of painting my whole life and then to just automatically be able to do stuff I've never been able to do before was like a trigger to me that I wasn't the one doing it.
Newkirk says she knows people might not believe her.
Because I think it must be hard, you know, if somebody tells you there's spirits from the Arizona helping me with this.
But Newkirk says if you're skeptical, you should just touch the painting.
I don't know if anybody else can feel this. Certain people can, and I don't know why. But if you put your hands on it, it like vibrates almost, like you can feel the energy in it.
The painting will remain in Hawaii at the USS Arizona Memorial, where Newkirk says it belongs. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.